Hi, and welcome home. My name is Roxy, and it is a real pleasure to meet you here again. The level of depth we are bringing through this conversation is unparalleled. We are stripping ourselves naked and bringing humanness as the core foundation of our experience. In here, you will realize that everything you were looking for was never lost. So through this episode, may your inner self be revealed to you, and let's return home.
Here's the thing. There is no good path and right path that would lead you to heaven. Every road leads to heaven. This is the honest truth. And as much as it can hurt to say that sometime, there's so many people for us, not one. There's so many people. Like, this is just the infinite of love that exists in the world. You will never be alone. That is an illusion. But you can choose to continue to do the role with someone else of working yourself, or you can choose to stay and work with that person, with your boyfriend. Does it make sense? And the difference is this. Do you feel like the separation is coming from not enoughness? So I'm fighting this, I'm going away. Or the separation comes when I'm full and complete. I know deep down, this is not the path. And you feel the difference in the body. It's not the same at all. So the more you will nurture yourself to connect to the fullness in you, you would choose through that, feel safe through that, and then you will continue the road. I'm going to give you an example. When I left the father of my first child, I left from fear, not fullness and completeness. I left from shame. I left from fear. That was chaotic. Okay? So I didn't learn me to be full and complete to go. And that doesn't mean that I could have learned to be with him. He's not a bad person. Doesn't make sense. But here's the thing. Something else was waiting for me on the other side. Even if I could have opened myself and learned through him, I met Joel. And that is the greatest adventure that I could have lived. But the truth is, I could have lived a great adventure with him too. He's not a bad person. And I think it's something I share in some way where it's difficult to leave when you don't have a bad excuse, you know? Like, I'm not leaving because he's bad. I'm leaving because I'm not okay with myself. But I cannot leave because of that, because people say, like, it's not a good excuse. It's not enough. You cannot leave for yourself. You need to leave because you're fighting the other one. Can you feel the difference? And I was like, I'm not leaving him because of him. I'm leaving him because of me. Like, I just cannot hold that relationship. I'm afraid. I'm breaking. I cannot. I was just terrified with everything. And then the world was not understanding my decision, because it's like, yeah, but isn't he a good person? It was like, yeah, it's not about him. It's about me. And then I could have learned, but I didn't have that tools at that moment. But you know why it's made me like the most safe person when people go through that? Because I made a decision from scarcity, from not enoughness, and still I met someone. And my life is amazing. My life is extraordinary. I'm moving into this. And God knows how much my relationship with my husband is one of the greatest, like, contrasts that I ever met. It's like learning. It's not even learning here. It's learning, like, karmic relationship, healing from past and past and past. Like, for God's sake, he was my handler in another path. Like, there was this kind of shame, this tuning. Like, there's so many things I work with him. Doesn't make sense. But at the same time, it's one heck of a beautiful ride to learn to come back to myself, to be there. So there is no one way of choosing this. Even if you choose from scarcity because you cannot fully understand, there's something waiting for you on the other side. Trust that you're going to be held. You're going to be held through that. It's impossible. We believe there's one person. It's the world is infinite of love. You're going to find someone that can love you, hold you, choose you anyway. But you can decide to stay too. But make sure that if you stay, it is because you want to stay and learn to stay. And not because you're totally terrified of making the wrong choice. It's not the same thing. And through that, you're going to hold yourself. And I know what it's like to just move and separate yourself. But the thing is this. Once you believe you're losing, it's an illusion. Because when we leave someone, we lose nothing. Everything was creating with that person is still in us. It still is. It really still is. The good and the thing that was really heavy will still be there if you're not healing this. But you can make the choice to heal it without that person. And you can make the choice to heal it with that person. It's your thing. It's your choice. But I feel like instead of fighting yourself, which path I have to go, what if you just surrender to it's okay to don't know right now? And the more you would just focus into the bad feeling of unknown, the more you will amplify that feeling, you know?
If you want to be live in the audience for this conversation, or even catch the replay for this one, join us in my free Facebook group, Sacred Heaven. The link is in the description of this episode. I love you, and I can't wait for you to feel how truly beautiful you are.